Opening bell on Wall Street. Of course, last week was the worst week of the year in 2019. Yesterday was the worst day of the year. The Dow was down a whopping 767 points. We are rebounding a bit this morning. The Dow's up 220 points. Our stock and business report now with Pavlos Panagopoulos from Cetera Advisor Networks. And Pavlos, yesterday's drama, the escalation of the trade war between the U.S. and China, led to that major sell-off around the globe, and the Dow down nearly 770 points. So what's going on?
Well, glad we were buying yesterday, Bob. I guess that's why it's good to have an advisor that has some discretion. But we're seeing China devaluate the currency. The yuan now is 7-to-1 ratio to the dollar, below that now. And the tariffs on Chinese goods are coming around to the tune of $300 billion of goods. Devaluation of yuan means that China thinks they won't be hurt by the restrictions and will have less purchasing power.
Okay, so this hurts the Dow Jones, S&P, and NASDAQ because they're international indexes.
Yes, but remember, all markets are tied together, including the Hang Seng, the Chinese market, and their currency as well. This trade war is making a lot of investors nervous, and we saw a lot of people jump from the ship yesterday.
Now, the tensions between China and the U.S. have made the Fed lower interest rates by a quarter of 1% last week, sort of a non-event. I mean, the S&P suffering its worst week of 2019, so it didn't really help for long.
Right. Wall Street wanted a lower interest rate than just a quarter point. Even the administration tuned that as well. That just a quarter point, they seem it wasn't enough. But the futures are right now showing that the key interest rate will be lowered again. So the Fed is not just one and done. They still may have one more to go for, or two more to go for the year.
Okay. Now we see lower rates again, perhaps in September. The futures are saying that the Fed may go deeper and lower that tax rates even more. But why not be like Japan and Europe and have negative interest rates, where they take money out of your account at the end of the month instead of putting it in?
That's pretty scary, right?
Yeah.
I've been in the business since 86, and so in 1989, the Japanese market was at 32,000. Today it's at 21,500. That's a 31% loss in 30 years. So, Bob, let's just hope we don't go down that modern monetary theory road. Just got to pray with that.
Now, why do you worry about negative interest rates when a third of all government debt is paying a negative rate?
Well, because in 5,000 years, we've never had the negative interest rates. Again, some institutions' money, you know, they take earnings out of your account, and we see corporate earnings suffering. The S&P 500 companies that derive more than 50% of their earnings from overseas are basically down double digits. And so, obviously, we saw the market pull back yesterday.
All right. Now, with the trade war continuing, what can President Trump's administration do to try to ease these tensions?
Well, here's a few scenarios. Okay, they can keep increasing the tariffs, right, on China, and then basically shorten the already borrowed time on the economic prosperity we have out of this trade dispute. Second scenario could be the United States could devaluate their currency. Of course, you saw gold make a big rally yesterday, thinking that that might be a case. And then one thing we do hope is maybe they could just come with some resolution with China. Again, this trade war doesn't help China. It doesn't help the United States either.
Now, which scenario do you see happening?
It's hard to say what's going to happen. The Chinese devaluated their currency. Again, that's more than a decade low. The Chinese are being very strategic, and they're not willing to compromise in this trade deal. But, you know, Bob, we're in a position of power, so we'll see what happens.
All right. Now, you've often said the Chinese have the same symbol for crisis and opportunity. People are definitely seeing this as a crisis. Now, where are the opportunities for investors as we wait to see these events unfold in the trade war?
Well, here at our office, we saw that downturn yesterday as an opportunity, so we did some buying. We've been waiting to pull the trigger on some buying. So yesterday, many conversations with our clients and friends, we tell them remain calm. Again, folks have different risk levels, and to tolerate, again, you want to have your advisor buy when the market's down, of course, selling it's up, right? Harder said than done. We're sticking to high-quality short-duration bonds, high-quality dividend-paying stocks, and again, we have our money in commodities like gold and silver. Again, we saw that silver and gold obviously rally yesterday. Yesterday, gold hit 1,461 yesterday, and we've been adding to our positions in gold as well.
And the other thing, in terms of perspective, Pavlos, even though the last five trading days, the Dow's down a whopping 1,400 points combined, we're still 10% up for the whole year, so it's not all bad.
Hey, you know, and I remember back in 87, Bob, the market dropped 500 points, and that was a 20% drop.
Absolutely.
That was a huge crash.
Yeah.
So you're right, 1,000 points when you're talking, you know, where we're at now at these 27,000-point level is not that much.
All right, how can our listeners reach you and your team?
I reach us here locally, 828- 828- 828-4068. Again, 828-4068. Or you can go to our website, myfinancialsense.com, and you can download the Pavlos app as well at the Apple Store or Google Play. And our seminar is going to be September 24th, so sign up for that seminar. We're going to be talking about, is this bull market going to continue? You might want to attend that. And lastly, I want to mention, Securities Investment Advisory Services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investor Protection Corporation. Bob, hold on to your hat. Things can get crazy out there.
All right. Thank you very much, Pavlos. We'll talk to you coming up next week.